This is Radio Free Cybertron, hosted by Brian Kilby, with J.D. Church, John DeLuna, XV, Amy Morgan, Peter Van, and Rob Clay. For the latest Transformers news, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, and I am your host and friend, Brian Kilby. Hey guys, how's it going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Woohoo!
Just expecting this to crash right now.
Coming down off the high of Toy Fair, you know.
Actually, yeah. Well, there was some good news at Toy Fair. Some, not many, but there were some. Hey, so with me this week, I have XV, Peter Van, J.D. Church, Rob Clay, John DeLuna, and Nicole Hale from Fanboy Versus, Random Fandom, and lots of other places.
Yeah, I'm a podcasting whore. I'm like herpes. I get spread to everyone.
I'm not going there.
All right.
I said plenty in the pre-show. I'm just going to leave it.
All right, Nicole has set the tone for the show. Let's roll with it.
Yeah, let's roll with it. So.
Okay, we're going there.
I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry, people.
That's okay.
Do that.
So, yeah, Toy Fair was this past weekend, and we spent way too much time covering that. Peter was actually there. Peter.
I actually listened to all 5 hours of it.
Too. Why weren't you on any of it? Or did you listen to it after the fact?
Well, no, I listened to it afterwards because I work a lot of hours.
That
like
sucks.
Saturday I work, so I yeah.
That sucks. That really sucks. Speaking of sucks, hey Peter, how was it in New York?
What? What kind of segue is that?
An awesome one.
That was pretty great.
How was it? I mean, did you have a good time? We'll go into it more of it later.
Sure.
But
I always have great times when it comes to convention coverage. You know, nonstop working. You know, do all this stuff all the time. No breaks. No bathroom breaks. No eating. You know, it's great. It's fantastic.
So BotCon's going to be fantastic.
No, it was. It's always fun. I always like going to Toy Fair. See the new stuff.
Did you get any like goodie bags or anything?
Yes, he did. Damn him.
I totally set that up.
Yeah, Peter.
Wow.
Peter got fisted at Toy Fair, right?
I did what?
Whoa! Hope they were gentle.
Why don't you tell us what you got, Peter?
For the Hasbro event, I got a DVD with Orion Pax Part 1 of Transformers Prime and the first episode of Rescue Bots.
Ooh,
nice!
That's cool.
What did you get from Mattel?
Oh, I got a Fisto from Mattel.
Fisto, that's right, not Fisto.
It's Fisto. No, I didn't get fisted. I got Fisto.
Fisto, sorry to segue, but Fisto is the upcoming month's exclusive, isn't he?
Hang on a second. I'll go get him.
It makes me sad because I really wanted Fisto and Ninjor, and God, I love Masters of the Universe.
I bet if you're really nice to Peter, unlike we have been, probably buy it off of him.
Yeah, probably. That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, and there's another guy. He was like a douchebag wrestler, and I didn't want him. So,
what did you get from Lego?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a Captain America and
Iron Man.
Yeah, Lego Iron Man.
Oh wow!
And,
cool.
Got Darth Maul as well. So.
Screw Darth Maul.
Yeah. We were all thinking that.
Very jealous, though. I'm very excited that Lego now has the DC and Marvel licenses for the toys. So I picked up a Batman set this weekend and put it together and just loved it. I'll be getting the Avengers stuff as well. So, yeah. So, Fisto, that looks pretty awesome.
He actually looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, we'll get into it. Go ahead.
So how much are you going to let Brian buy that from you for?
Oh, Brian, how much are you willing to buy this from me?
I can get, like,
Brian is loaded. He would give you a lot of money.
One day I can get for like $22 at Hasbro, at Maddie Collector, but I'm not even going to try because I really don't care. So, hey, let's go ahead. It does pretty awesome.
Way to deflect, Brian.
So, I'm not bitter. So,
no, of course not.
So, okay, so let's get into
Speaking
the news.
Of bitterness.
Yeah.
Michael Bay is turning to direct Transformers 4, and it's going to be released June 29th, 2014.
I'm the only person that's even moderately excited about this.
Okay, I admit I like the movies. The one thing that I'm dreading is those horrible, horrible toys that are going to come out with it.
You know, actually, Hasbro may have learned their lesson, and they may not make any toys.
Oh, that was the thing.
That's doubtful, but continue.
I mean, they can repackage all of the Dark of the Moon toys.
Well, there's been some rumblings that it would be reboot, which I wonder if that means that, maybe Optimus will be a different mold.
It will not be a reboot.
No,
not
if Michael Bay is doing it. It's not going to reboot.
They've said it. There was a press release the same day. It is a reimagining. It is not going to be a reboot.
What does that mean?
Reimagining is going to be a soft reboot.
Yeah, so it's going to be like a G.I. Joe Revolution kind of
reboot. Okay.
They're all in a dream sequence.
They have Bob Newhart.
Yes.
It'll be like a new cast. Maybe it'll be like different Transformers.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping that they will replace all of the human cast and most of the robot cast and, you know, redesign whoever stays around so that there will be, like, identifiably new toys on the shelves.
Well, yeah, I mean,
good point.
Between 1, 2, and 3, Optimus Prime and Bumblebee and stuff, they got slight tweaks. I mean,
yeah, they got little adjustments as they kept refining the computer models, but nothing substantial enough to make anyone go, like, oh, this is not the same toy I bought, like, 6 months ago from 2009.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I can still walk into a Toys R Us right now and find Wave 1 Revenge of the Fallen toys.
You can still get that. You can still get Brawl. I mean, Redly now. It's sad. So 2014, we'll expect, like, in fall, we'll be doing another
comic. Which means the year is okay that's coming up in later news that we're talking about.
Okay, I got a question. So do you think, I think someone else might have said this. Are you afraid because the movie's coming out that they're going to cancel Prime? Because that's exactly what they do with G.I. Joe and Renegades.
No. I think Prime will have run its course by then.
Yeah, I think Prime will be
over. Prime will be canceled long before then. Don't worry about it.
This is Cartoon Network, after all.
No, it's Hub.
Oh, it's Hub. I keep forgetting that it's on the Hub.
It was Cartoon Network.
So it'll actually be even better because the Hub will have folded long before then.
Right. Oh, there we go.
I watch so many shows on the Hub. I love it.
Don't you dare take away our My Little Pony.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, though, you can enjoy it because you have a cable package that includes it, unlike 95% of the country.
I have it. I have
$600 worth of cable.
God.
I have it in HD.
I don't.
JD, who's your provider bringing you the Hub in HD?
Cox.
Okay.
So, in HD, JD can watch the upcoming Operation Bumblebee miniseries, which was revealed through upcoming episode titles of Transformers Prime. So,
and that amazing miniseries will begin on March 10th.
Wow, that's like 3 weeks.
Because, you know, Bumblebee is like this still fresh new thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not done to death yet.
People
love Bumblebee. Just ask Hasbro.
Yeah, and speaking of Bumblebee, go to
TPonyStop. Oh, Bumblebee's awesome.
Yeah, maybe. You can get photos of the upcoming Voltec Transformers Movie 3 Bumblebee.
That's where the movie Bumblebee
is.
It is. Bumblebee Revoltech.
It looks completely different from that, like, movie images one I got from the first movie.
Looks like Revoltech.
Yeah. I like Revoltech. Yep. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I do, too.
But,
I've only got one. I've only got one.
But, yeah, not
I only have none.
I don't like Revoltech when it tries to ape Pat Lee art, but otherwise...
but you have to admit, if any toy line was going to ape Pat Lee art, Revoltech's the one to pull it off.
Yeah.
That's true. But, yeah, so a sci-fi Revoltech Bumblebee. Yay. Hey, going back to what I said before, Transformers Horror Toys, final run of Dark of the Moon toys have been canceled for U.S. distribution.
Those toys we really acted like we didn't want, but they're not going to be here.
That includes Human Alliance Soundwave, the Deluxe Car Soundwave, Wheeljack, and some Bumblebees.
Some Bumblebees.
What a surprise.
if that were only true.
Predominantly bumblebees.
But, you know, like the new stuff in there, like the sound waves and the Wheeljack, people actually were marginally interested in, and, you know, now that's not happening. But they will be distributed in Asia, the Hasbro markets in Asia and Canada.
Yes.
All right. So that means
if you really
that,
want it. Yeah.
If you really want it, you pay a hell of a lot for shipping.
Wait, I got a question. When did Canada go to bed with Hasbro? Because it seems like Canada's getting
Canada's such a whore. Canada did.
I blame.
Okay, so what it apparently is, the Hasbro Asia and Canada markets, they can take smaller orders for the product.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah. You know, there's smaller markets overall, and they can move the product a little bit faster because they're not taking on as much of it at once, and right. It's easier to get the stuff out there.
A lot of times, your stuff will pop up in Canada that we never see here. I'm thinking back to the
G.I. Joe Cycle Armor.
Yeah, and the repainted version of was it Armada or Energon, Omega Supreme, the blue version. What was it? Omega Sentinel. That popped up in. I think it might have been here, but it was available in Canada way longer.
And I think Energon Ultra Magnus was more readily available in Canada also.
Definitely available in Europe and Australia.
Yeah, I know that.
Mine came from Australia. Thank you, Finback.
Now, how much did it send you back? Because when I was in Australia, toys there were expensive. That's when Animated was coming out.
Okay,
I was like, holy crap.
I got that from him 9 years ago, and I've yet to actually pay him for it, so I'm trying to...
The answer is zero.
I'm trying to hunt down some universe or generation stuff. I need to get back with him. So, Marcus, if you're watching or listening, I'm still looking. So.
You know, that's great, because you've been talking about doing that for him for like 8 months now.
Yeah. I couldn't find the stuff that he wanted.
Right. That's what he says.
You couldn't stick Triplet on it? That guy can find anything.
Yeah, really.
Triplet is good at that. I used to be good at that.
Triplet Black Soul.
I used to be one of the first, before people started posting their crap all over AllSpark and stuff, before there was an AllSpark, I was always one of the first people in the country to find basically anything, but that's not
the case. I was that way, too. I'm the only, I had at one time 12 animated RCs in my house, because I shipped them off and everyone was pissed off at me.
Wow.
Like, sorry, found them. They're for someone else.
Yeah, Triplet found it 6 months before it actually hit retail. I don't know how that happened.
Wow.
It was Beast Machine Snarl or something.
Good lord.
He found it, and it showed up everywhere else 6 months later. It was weird. Okay, so I guess that's it as far as news goes. We do have some comics news that Amy will be bringing us. She'll be talking about Autocracy or Autocracy or however you say it. Number
Atrocity.
Three.
Atrocity.
Autocracy.
More than meets the eye, issue 2, as well as Infestation 2, which I didn't read. We'll talk about that, though, after the break. I do want to talk about, did anyone else read Autocracy or More Than Meets the Eye?
Yes, and unfortunately, I read Atrocity, and awesomely, yes, I did read More Than Meets the Eye.
We'll talk about that once we come back. So let's go ahead and join Amy Morgan with comics news for this week.
Hi, Amy.
It's now time for Comic News with Amy Morgan.
Hello, I'm Amy, and I'm back once again with Transformers news and reviews in 5 minutes. There are a lot of comics out today. There are 3 comics out today, so this comic review show is going to be very, very brief. I'm not going to be able to go into a lot of detail of the comics, but I'm going to do the best I can. So we've got three comics out this week. Like I said, we've got More Than Meets the Eye, issue number 2. We've got Autocracy, issue number 3. And we've got Infestation 2, the Transformers version, issue number 2. Which I have not read, so I will not be giving much of a review on that one. I will have to wait until either next week or the following week, but we'll see what we can do with that. I'm going to finish the news first before I go any further, so I will do a quick review in a few minutes. Last Stand of the Wreckers is going to be out soon, but Amazon has also revealed a few more things that will be in that issue, which are... Okay, it will have an additional amount of content, maybe over 60 pages worth of information. This is what Amazon is calling it. I don't know what all of these mean, but we'll see. Bullets, which is in quotes, so I'm guessing it's because it's a short story. Then we have Out of Bullets, Dead Man's Boots, Character Profiles, Series Covers, Scripts, Script Extracts, Guest Artwork, Squadron X, which I'm not quite sure if it's just like, I don't know if they'll have a picture or if it'll be something more, Escape, Promotional Artwork, Physitron's Facts, Pinups, the first Draft, Zero Point, and In Word and Deed. So there's like three things that may be more than four things. So there's four things that may be more than just titles of something. There might be a lot of extra content in this, as in, at least I'm hoping, short stories. I can't wait to get it. So, if you haven't pre-ordered that, most definitely do that. Also, there's some art by Alex Milne and Nick Roach circulating out there about current stuff. Alex Milne has put out a lot of stuff on his More Than Meets the Eye work that he's doing for the comic. And Nick has also put out his variant cover for issue number 2. So you can check those things out. I think you can go to DeviantArt or Eclectic Mix. Or I'm sure that there will be links for that available on T-Formers. Last thing I want to put out there is that Levio has tweeted about a video that Chris Metzen and Flint... I can't speak today! And Flint Dilly did, talking about Autocracy, and specifically issue number 3. They go fanboy over Soundwave. So if you really like Soundwave, which I know there's a lot of fans out there who do, definitely check it out. It should be on T-Formers. Okay, last, my review. Let's see if I can do this in 1 minute. Okay, Autocracy first, because that's the easiest one. Okay, picking up right where we left off on the last issue, Orion Pax goes after Soundwave, and we find out just how much stuff he can throw at Orion to see if he can stop him. Will he? I guess you have to read the issue. By the end, there is an answer to that question, which I'm not going to give you because you have to spend $1 to go get it. And believe me, it's a fun run. You'll enjoy it. So yes, Autocracy 3 is out today. At the time of this recording, it's not, but it will be soon. And definitely go pick it up. More Than Meets the Eye, issue number 2. Good comic. Lots of character development. Exciting stuff. It's well paced. Lots of things happen in it. Lots of little threads that you know that James, who's the writer, is going to be building up to, and he's going to come back to. So definitely go in there and read it. There's lots of fun moments. There's a lot of action, lots of comedy, lots of things that you're like, oh my gosh. Yeah. So definitely get it. It's working really well. We basically end up on the planet still. They're finding all the people that fell out of the ship as they were entering the atmosphere of this planet. And by the end, they're ready to continue on their mission with a lot of character development. So if you love your characters, you will love all of these characters because they're fun. And watch out for Skids. Everything else, you will have to go to your local comic shop to get. And that is the comic reviews and news in 5 minutes. Yes! See you next week.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
The age-old battle between Autobots and Decepticons has shifted to Earth.
You have no way to stop us.
Whoever can possess the Minicons will command their great power. Now, every Transformer in the universe will fight to claim them or die trying.
Give it up, Megatron!
Transformers Armada, next Friday at 4. Much more than meets the eye.
It's time to turn it up.
Only Toonami.
Want to see XV Kit Tracks 32 from the chat? Be sure to tune in live each Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern at tfradio.net/live.
Decepticons developed the art of espionage using cassette technology. Their first cassette, Laserbeak, could fly undetected into any Autobot stronghold, record information, and then return to base. Then the Decepticons decided to increase their spying abilities with Ratbat. As a bat, Ratbat can hide in crevices that Laserbeak can't reach, and he's especially effective in tunnels, caves, or in the darkness of space. Ratbat reports on the Autobots' most carefully guarded secrets. The Autobots had no choice but to strike back at these Decepticon techniques of stealth, building a force of cassette transformers of their own, with Blaster as their guardian. They constructed Ramhorn the Rhino, who can use animalistic force if cornered, and Steeljaw the Lion, who can crawl through the foliage of any alien world to sneak up on Decepticons. They also bolstered their cassette force with Rewind and Eject, who can transform to robot mode and use more conventional fighting force techniques.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
Like I was saying during the break, I throw the commercials in just to remind people that stuff happened in the past. I like having a good context for history. And, you know, while we're the official Transformers podcast, tformers.com, and like the first Transformers podcast ever, if not the first podcast ever, we're all nerds and we like all sorts of crazy stuff. And I think that Rambo commercial just really solidifies how screwed up the 80s were. So basically, you had this movie about this guy who comes home from the war, but he can't leave the war behind. And then they make a cartoon about it. He's a champion. He's Rambo. It's awesome.
I mean, they made a cartoon out of RoboCop, too. And yes. That was the movie about the guy getting everything but his head shot off.
Yes. I remember that was my very first R-rated movie I saw.
I love RoboCop. RoboCop
was just six. Should not be watching that when you're 6 years old.
No, you really shouldn't.
I used to watch it.
I did, too.
All I remember is the dude like getting hit with the toxic stuff and then splashing across the front of that car.
That was awesome.
I saw RoboCop 80s on
toxic sludge.
Yeah, so RoboCop is originally going to be an NC-17 film. So if you can watch the Criterion edition, it should be completely restored and violent and amazing.
Actually, IFC ran that once, and it was just that was a mess.
I love RoboCop. It's such a great movie. Not RoboCop 2 or 3, but I love RoboCop.
Well, RoboCop 3.
You know,
RoboCop 3 is great in its own way. But, you know.
They're remaking it?
Yeah. Russell Crowe turned down the role.
I'm a serious actor. They're like, okay, buddy. Okay. You keep telling yourself.
I want to get the award for Gladiator. Actually, Gladiator won Best Picture. Did he win Best Actor that year?
In Gladiator?
Gladiator won freaking Best Picture.
Yeah, they won. It cleaned up.
Not a very good movie. Okay.
Well, yeah.
So, Amy Gare is talking about Transformers. Amy Gare is talking about More Than Meets the Eye, Part One, Issue Two, Autocracy 3, and Infestation 2. I did not read Infestation, and I don't really plan to, but I did read.
Awesome.
Why should I read it? What's so great about it?
Well, right now there's just a lot of tentacles. That's what you need to know.
Well, there you go.
Oh, yes.
XV perked up.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know this
XV was alarmed.
I did not know this was My Little Pony fan fiction. This is crazy.
So what's so great about Infestation? It just seems like another sort of generic zombie event.
No, it's just I just always have liked the H.P. Lovecraft legends, and so it's just nice to see what's going to happen. So I picked up the second one, so I haven't read it yet, but I look forward to it.
So is it about Cthulhu?
Yeah.
It's not about zombies. It's about Cthulhu.
It's the Cthulhu legends. All that H.P. Lovecraft. They have the deep ones in the first issue, which I love. The deep ones are awesome. So.
I may look at it. I thought it was about zombies. But
no, that was the other one.
That was the first one.
Oh, what I do love, though, is More Than Meets the Eye. Why can't all Transformers comics be as good as that?
Because then we wouldn't appreciate them as much.
I know. It's awesome. Yeah. I really love it. And you'd never hear me say I love anything IDW. But I love More Than Meets the Eye. It's fantastic.
It's really great. I think I laugh out loud.
I rarely laugh out loud.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
then you are not reading Tiny Titans, my friends.
I mean, there's funny things. There's things that are just like they catch you off guard, you know.
1984. Seriously, it's awesome.
God, the Cyclonus and World bit in that. I won't ruin it. But
yeah,
when you get to that part. It's just great.
Yes.
I mean, it's just.
I'm just a
whole fan.
Cyclonus and World have an encounter in the second issue.
Oh, World's back. I love World.
Oh, yeah.
I freaking love Ultra Magnus. I mean,
oh man,
it's
a crazy thing where these Transformers have something called character. they seem to be like living things with like thoughts and ideas instead of being two dimensional characters.
And they're like different people.
Yes. They're not like all the same one.
So back in the day when I was this anal retentive little nerd.
Back in the day.
I like Transformers fiction when the Transformers, you know, did things that Transformers or giant ancient alien robots would do. You know, not having necessarily human characteristics. One of the things that it didn't really like the Furman stuff so much. But now I just don't care. It's funny. They're like people, but they're metal.
Oh, man. Also, I mean, yeah, like, ooh, can I tell him? I want to tell him.
Well, like the first one, Swerve had more personality in his two little panels on the first More Than Meets the Eye than some characters had in the whole other 32-issue run.
And if you like that, he gets plenty of face time in this issue.
Nice.
And it's all this stuff.
Yay!
Yeah. Even characters which aren't, like, you know, prominent characters like Rung. Like, Rung is getting a really nice sort of character thing going. And
the bit with Ratchet, when that made me laugh out loud.
Oh, God, yes.
It's good. There's the thing it sets it apart from the other Transformers books that IDW has put out, there's care put into it.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit on Fanboy Versus last week, and we'll talk about it again, but Nick Roche was doing...
In charge of Fanboy Versus now?
Jeez. Yeah.
Damn, sorry.
I don't. Wow.
They put you in your place, dude.
I know. Are you sure you're not my wife?
You guys remember you invited me. You know what you're gonna get into.
Anyway, we one of the things that in Chris McFeely in particular mentioned that Nick Roche was doing the art and on the first issue, and then he's doing something else. Alex Milne has picked up, and it looks great.
Yeah, Milne's art was great.
I'm totally happy with the art on this. I think it's continued the same models, you know, different proportions. It's none of the boxy Transformers. You know, it still really looks good. It looks really nice.
Well, in all fairness, Alex had to, he was working on mostly the movie comics for how long?
Mm-hmm.
So sorry for the guy. I mean, yeah. So you have to have a certain style for that.
So it's just stuff.
Yeah.
Atrocity.
Yeah, so talking about art, I really like the art in Atrocity.
I don't. That's
I do.
Like,
you mean Autocracy?
No, I'm pretty sure
he means Atrocity.
Yeah, it's Atrocity.
Autocracy.
No, I have just moved to call it Atrocity.
Sorry.
Hey,
welcome in. Live for the first time in
a
couple
weeks. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's a full plate here.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I've just moved to calling it Atrocity because it's
bad?
An atrocity. It is so bad. Like, oh my god. I mean, first of all, it belongs to no particular universe, and certainly I don't want them to try to pigeonhole it into the IDW universe because it darn well doesn't fit there. And it's just, it does one of the things that I hate that happens in really any comics, which is where you have characters that are merely introduced to be just harmed and killed in horrific ways for no particular reason. You know, I don't even care about spoiling this issue, but I mean, most of the issue is just Soundwave sort of spitting his tape minions at the Autobots in a vain attempt to escape. And they just continually get ripped apart, blown apart, shot apart, with no sense of weight or remorse. It is just bad. Bad. No. Bad touch.
Yeah, it was just kind of boring and uninteresting. I mean, it just...
I mean, you're talking like Rumble, Frenzy, Ravage, and Rat-Bat basically,
yep.
All bite it. And you're really not even supposed to care.
Yeah, basically.
But I like Rat-Bat.
I love Rat-Bat.
This is not Rat-Bat that you like. This is This is Bat-Rat-Bat. Con Judy seems like it's based on a more violent version of the G1 cartoon.
Well, fine, then Bat-Rat-Bat can go to hell. And apparently he did.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just not, I don't know, maybe some people like it, I don't, you know, but the art is still largely very difficult to define. It doesn't really show movement and progression very well, and the story is just not there. It's just totally flat.
It's kind of lacking, and just in general. I'm not really pleased with Autocracy. God, I really do want to say Atrocity. I don't really know what they're trying to get out of it or where they're going with it, and that not in a good way.
Right.
Well, the only thing that I see that I don't that I'm really not into it is like what you said, JD. They're really not doing a lot of character development. They're just kind of full steam ahead. They're doing full steam ahead, and it is just basically all plot driven, but. You're right. I can see what you're coming from, where it really isn't giving me anything that I don't already know about these characters already. So, mm-hmm.
And if there was if there was a compelling plot that I thought was, you know, worthwhile, but and yet I continue to buy this week after week, and I'll probably keep buying.
Only $1 though. That's the thing.
That's the kicker. It's like I'm only wasting $1 a week on this.
And that's the genius of it, really.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if it was the full $4, you would never have picked up the second issue, would you?
No.
I probably wouldn't either.
No. But yeah, just being $1, yeah, I can flagellate myself with that for sure. That's the word.
Yeah. We had like 3 Transformers comics come out today. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's up with that?
That's awesome.
We should spread it out.
And you know, I'm sure Infestation was good for the people that read it. I'm just not reading it. I don't know. It's not my thing. But you know, other than Atrocity, you know? Yeah.
Sorry.
For people watching the live stream, I'm
really
trying
to... that. I'm so sorry, because I do like Chris and Flint as well, but man, wow.
Yeah, for people watching the live stream, I'm just sort of sitting here tinkering with the video. I have more people on
trying
the screen than I have capacity for, so...
Brian admits to tinkering.
Yeah.
What is this world coming to?
Literally more people than capacity, so... It's interesting.
Okay, so a little bit of breaking news I just found. The Trilogy series Optimus Prime, the deluxe mold with the MechTech trailer that Takara produced, has actually been found in a Target in California today.
What?
What? Which one?
And it's $30.
What?
The wing thing?
Wow.
The wing?
No, not the wing thing. The MechTech weapon trailer.
Yeah, the one that was shown at Toy Fair.
I thought they showed it. And it was
I mean, it's not like there was a huge demand for it, so like, may as well just release it now.
Wow.
Yeah. What? So that's been found at a Target in California, and it's $30.
And that fits the deluxe, right?
Yeah, that's the deluxe mold.
And if you missed out on it, you can go to Walmart, and there's like 50 on the peg right there. So
in both varieties, because they released it twice at Walmart.
Yeah. Either one.
Good move.
I don't know why Walmart decided to do that.
There are literally 500 of those Walmarts.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. At least this deluxe mold has, you know, turned up somewhere that's not a Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to wait because I know that Walmart one's going to go on clearance. Yeah.
So the only reason why it actually turned up elsewhere other than Walmart was because it was originally a Walmart exclusive. So there were other, you know, like the Targets and the Toys R Us's were like, I may as well pick it up since we've never had this figure before. So that's the only reason why this Dark of the Moon toy actually made it.
Well, yeah, and it seemed weird anyway up till this point that, you know, Walmart would have all to itself an exclusive mold.
Yeah.
You know, not just an exclusive recolor, but a whole toy that nobody else ever had.
Twice.
Yeah.
And nobody bought.
I like him. I like him. I have him right here.
But can you show him off?
Yeah, I bought one.
I actually like that mold.
You know, for $10, it serves my face-taking needs just fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it really was sad, like, that showing of the movie Prime was just, like, behind stuff. I mean, like, what you can think of is, like, it, for Toy Fair, like, it's very cramped. For such a big showroom, it's very cramped because they put tables next to displays, pretty much, so they could do a way for them to show off toys and stuff like that. And then the movie Trilogy Prime was just kind of, like, tucked behind the Fall of Cybertron toys that nobody really cared about. So you could see it in, like, the background, but nobody else really took pictures of that guy.
Yeah, nobody was like, hey, can you move that so I can get that picture of that movie Prime? Yeah.
So, Brian, think it's time for Peter on the spot?
Yes. Actually, let's go ahead and take Peter, put him on the spot, and segue into our topic. So, Peter, what's the deal with those Bruticus colors anyway?
So the Bruticus colors, I personally think that the images that Hasbro gave us, official images that Hasbro gave us, as well as the colors that were shown at Toy Fair, are the final and official pictures. Like, a final and official images. Or colors. Jesus Christ. But, I mean, obviously, we emailed Hasbro, we asked them what's the deal, but we haven't heard anything back, obviously. But,
they probably don't know yet.
I mean, they may or may not know, but it was really bizarre because Activision and Hasbro, their respective PR agencies, sent us images of the same toys with two completely different color schemes.
Wow. I hope that G2 Bruticus is DLC for Fall of Cybertron. That would be awesome.
Oh, that would be.
I would be surprised if there's not a different skin coloring as DLC for Bruticus.
Well, in the game, yeah. I mean, it's not that hard.
No.
So, they'll charge you $15 for a new skin for Bruticus. And
you know what you're gonna see out of this is you're gonna see, like, an exclusive set from, like, GameStop or something where it'll be
a pre-order thing.
Yeah, like maybe a pre-order thing. Or
yeah,
something.
Well, no,
big Atticus pack or something.
No, see, what it would end up being is, you know, GameStop would have Swindle as their pre-order. Best Buy would have Onslaught.
Yeah,
you'd have to pre-order the game from five different stores to get a full
A full set. That would be awesome. You know, and we were talking about this. I don't know if it was last week or it was, I guess it was last week when we were talking about it, and we were saying that most likely Swindle will be the hard to find because people will pick that up. And this week on Twitter, TFG1 Mike proved me right and said that he hated the Bruticus set and that he would only buy the Swindle. So
If you think about it, right? Unfortunately, there are five toys and they're all coming out in wave two. So a standard wave assortment is what, like eight figures, right?
Eight,
yeah.
So somebody's going to get short packed. And you're going to get screwed.
Yeah,
but, well, you know, either somebody is going to get short packed or everybody's going to get short packed. I'm still thinking they might do well, that too. But I what I'm thinking is that they're going to do one each of the Combaticons and then one each of the toys from Wave 1.
That would suck so
now,
bad.
You know, I have never bought a full case before.
Yeah, but if you do that...
This would be one of those times to buy a full case.
Well, yeah.
Goes, I mean, JD, go in 5'3".
5'3"? Well, I would buy the case and then probably sell off the extras.
But no, I mean, what I'm looking at right now is if they do it where it's, you know, one each of the first eight toys and the second wave case, I'm probably going to wait and just pre-order a whole case of that and not even bother hunting down any of these.
Yeah, I think I could totally. This would be one of those times where it's like I would not risk trying to get it off the shelf. Like I would
not off the shelf, not off Hasbro Toy Shop. I mean, it just
because Hasbro Toy Shop would still have, you know, they end up with like one or two short. That'd be the same thing.
Yeah,
it would suck. So yeah, so what we're talking about is, of course, we were given pictures. You already know this. Game Informer was given pictures of it's the same company. Pictures of Bruticus from Fall of Cybertron, which is coming out. Amy, when is it coming out? You're the huge fan of the War for Cybertron.
Oh, it's coming out this fall sometime.
September. Say it, September.
Yay!
Awesome. Yay! She was right. September's in the fall.
Yeah. So it's also the summer, too, if that's convenient.
Oh, so
So, but yeah, so we got pictures of that.
And Phoenix,
of course,
that's still summertime, so.
It's both.
It's summertime 100% of the time in Phoenix.
that's coming out this fall, but we're getting toys based on Bruticus, and we got pictures, and of course we saw it at Toy Fair this weekend, which was huge, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But they didn't match. The ones we saw at Toy Fair looked all wonderful in G2, but if you look at, like, good photographs, it's obvious they're, like, hand-painted.
Yeah.
Right. But I wrote an article about it on T-Formers, somebody's asking, like, oh, are these the final colors? They're like, yeah, pretty much once they're committed to plastic like that, they're pretty much the, like, final, more or less final colors.
Yes. So,
sure.
Sorry. Yeah, so that's coming out. So let's go ahead and recap what went down at Toy Fair 2012. Ninja Turtles.
Awesome!
Yes.
And we found out just yesterday through TNI that they'll be out in August and be $14.99 each.
I will pay it.
Nice. Yes.
It's less than expected, honestly.
Wait, I'm sorry. What toys are we talking about?
Ninja Turtles.
Those guys are fantastic looking. They look pretty cool. I'm actually pretty excited about even the mainline TMNT toys.
Those look good, too.
They do.
But seriously, the big Transformers news, though, was that we're getting, 40 in 2013, 40 Generations toys.
Yeah.
No telling what, but it's back in a big way. I anticipate seeing some of the stuff that was never released, some of the things we were teased with, some stuff that only showed up in United, like,
repaints.
repaints, things like that, but who cares? I want, gimme.
I'm predicting, I don't know, 8 Deluxes, 2 Voyagers, and, 30 Cyberverse Legion toys.
Oh, man, that would be...
Not
trolling!
Yeah, not that we need to go back and revisit characters that we've already gotten in Universe and Generations, but I think there's a safe bet they'll probably get another Grimlock at some point in the near future because he kind of sucked. A toy that I would like to see, even though the Universe version was fantastic, it didn't quite capture the character. I would love to see another take at Mirage. I love the Mirage toy.
Really?
I love it, but it just does not scream Mirage to me.
Well, that's because it's not broken in half at the waist yet.
That's true.
I want a Trailbreaker.
Well, if Brian touches the toy, it's going to get broken in half.
Trailbreaker would be cool.
I'm expecting a Trailbreaker in some capacity.
What I would like to see is some stuff from non-G1. So I'd like to see some non-G1 class.
On Mata Megatron?
Something like that would be awesome.
You know, what I've really been waiting for since Universe opened the door to it, I want an updated Armada Sideways.
Oh, mm-hmm. That'd be a good one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, they could totally do that really well. I mean, they could almost just retool the Rekgar mold and get away with it.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
I would like to see some more Beast Wars stuff, but after that last Cheetor...
We totally talked about that. Well, yeah,
the Beast Wars Returns, Optimus and Megatron weren't bad.
I want to see an Inferno, a Beast Wars Inferno in game, because I can never get my hands on it.
This one? With the...
You just pulled those out of a magic sack or something?
I know!
Wait, was that Beast Wars Returns, or am I thinking of something else?
No, that's the anniversary.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But yeah, those, I thought those were perfectly fine. I like those.
Robot mode is excellent.
Yes.
Yeah. And Megatron's beast mode is great, too.
Yeah, Megatron's beast mode is good.
You can even practice proctology on it.
Oh, wait, we're getting requests. Can you pull out an Ultra Magnus right now?
No. Okay. No,
right not, sorry.
No. You'll have to suggest something that I actually have close.
I can pull out a G2 Sideswipe or a MicroMaster Hot Rodimus, but that's...
All my toys are upstairs, so...
Storm. Stalker. I can pull out a Stalker, but it will fall off the shelf.
I do love the two figures that we randomly mentioned I had for reference. That's so rare for me. So.
Yeah, maybe we can get a Diatlas, JD.
Damn.
Hi, Gary.
Perhaps you would like a shock blast or something.
Maybe a Metro Titan or a Grand Maximus.
That would suit you.
I
actually requested Hercules. Can you pull out Hercules?
I would be remiss if I didn't mention, because, of course, I ran it into the ground during the show.
God.
Comic-Con Shockwave is amazing. I want it desperately, and I will have it. I was working at the same office as my wife this week, and she was quoting my Facebook posts about that.
Folks, if you didn't listen to the show, we had seen all this cool stuff Transformers-wise, and Brian's like, well, I think the best thing is G.I. Joe.
Well, now, to be fair, that Shockwave and the stuff it comes with is pretty awesome. You know, you have to admit that.
I just wouldn't say it's the best Transformers thing.
Well, as few Transformers things as we actually saw out of Toy Fair, you know.
It's like on the show that Brian and Matt needed to have a room alone together with Shockwave.
Yes. Yes. Oh, one thing we didn't mention, at the top of the show, but I want to point it out, news-wise, Overrun and, Overrun Shipping. And
yes! Unless you losers bought a t-shirt, and then screw you, you get to wait.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I love how they mentioned that after the fact.
By the way, you're going to get screwed if you want to buy a t-shirt.
Yeah. You should totally buy a t-shirt.
You're going to ship later, though.
But yeah, so lots of things we saw. We saw pictures of some upcoming Cyberverse toys, which the one that surprised me was Depth Charge.
Otherwise known as Dreadwing.
What, XP?
Otherwise known as Dreadwing.
Oh, yeah, but he looks like Depth Charge.
Oh, he totally looks like Depth Charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Looked great. What bot shots? That's probably the coolest Transformers thing that we saw.
Bot shots are awesome.
Yeah.
This one's not transforming the way I'm holding it, but they're awesome anyway.
Yeah, that's probably... what would you say? That's kind of like a cross between, say, Koro Q and, what, Mini Spies or something?
Well, and also...
I would actually call it more like a cross between Micromasters and Bakugan.
Yeah. Well, it's like Jumpstarters meets Battle Beasts.
Well, when you put it that way, it makes me want them all.
Yeah, that's probably pretty apt. You know, in the Marvel lines, they're getting new Jumpstarters.
Yeah, they are. Why? I don't know.
In the Marvel line, we saw that we are getting a Death's Head.
Yes.
Yes.
Probably in 2013.
If ever.
Yeah.
Right now, it's just the CGI mock-up. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So Death's Head sort of officially joins. He's already part of the Marvel Universe, but he officially has a toy in the Marvel Universe line. That's pretty cool.
So it's almost like he's real.
Yeah.
The problem I kind of had with Toy Fair is that all the really neat sounding stuff is going to be in 2013.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they know that the world isn't going to end.
Yeah, they don't have to commit. They can, you know, have good intentions and nothing ever happens, and, you know, they get all the good press for it. But yeah, Toy Fair showed up. We saw some stuff. But the biggest thing I think that we all saw is the Ninja Turtle stuff, which none of it was really new. Yeah. Because we already got preview shots.
Excuse me, you're forgetting about ponies, and you guys needed to have me on there for the ponies.
By the way, just to let you know,
Peter.
The playset, that thing is going to be like $100, the TMNT playset.
Oh, God.
But that thing is, it's huge. It's
42
gigantic.
Inches tall?
Yeah.
I've heard.
And it's got, like, 3 levels and stuff like that. It's pretty crazy.
Basically what it is, no store is ever going to carry it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they're hoping that they will, but, you know.
You know, projected at between $100 and $150, as I heard it, and being that huge, I mean, that's... No, there's no way I can see...
No.
They'll carry, like, one or two or something.
I don't want it anyway.
Well, Toys R Us is carrying some play sets right now. Yeah. They have that big Batman one for the the Playmobil stuff, the Imaginext stuff. They have a lot of
that's different though. That's only like $50 or something.
So, Peter, can you confirm that the Optimus playset is basically Optimus sitting down?
It's pretty much.
He thought about trying to get around it, but no.
Yeah.
Can you confirm that it's super lame?
No comment?
Okay.
No comment?
Hey, Nicole, what did you say about My Little Pony?
They are actually getting a lot of fan mods, and it's coming out this fall. So see, Hasbro is listening to one of the fandoms. So, yeah, we finally got our white Celestia because she's white in the cartoon, but they made her pink when they first brought her out. We're like, okay, whatever. They're bringing out fan mods. They're bringing out Trixie and some background ponies. So
does FunPub do like a My Little Pony club, or should they?
There's, I don't think there is one, but I know they have like the specials at like San Diego Comic Con and stuff. So awesome. I will join a My Little Pony club. Yes, ponies forever.
I wonder what a My Little Pony Shattered Glass universe would look like.
Oh, there's people that have done like artwork on them and stuff. So.
I don't really want to think about it.
You know, there's crossovers like they have the My Little Pony like Megatron.
Actually, JD, there is a My Little Pony Shattered Glass universe, and it's in Tijuana, and terrible things happen.
Oh no! Oh man!
I went there. Okay.
Who wants to be close to?
Anything else? Anything else happen at Toy Fair we want to mention? The silence says no.
Yeah, I did overhear a guy who claimed to be the guy who created the screaming chicken for Spencer's and Hot Topic. He said that he's going to introduce a new product line this year, and it's going to be bigger. So it's going to be the 11.5-inch squawking cock.
Mm. Okay.
All right. That's just a side note. I'll just let you know that.
All that makes me think of is, like, I invented the piano key necktie.
He also said that. He also claims that he created Stretch Armstrong.
Oh.
Is he like, is he like 100?
Pretty old. I think he's like 80. He's like in his 80s.
Yeah. Okay, well. By the virtue of being old, that's possible.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He seemed to have a lot of stuff that, you know, kind of supported the fact that he was selling the Screaming Chicken. So.
He wasn't like absolutely insane, like making it up.
Are you sure this wasn't just some Hot Wheels guy who wandered in off the street?
I created Stretch Armstrong and a giant cock. Awesome. Speaking of giant cock,
that,
you can
tell us. That sounds like a horrible Valentine's date.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to belittle ourselves by comparing our Twitter feed to a giant cock, but Nicole saved me. So.
Is that win or fail? I can't.
That's good. So, yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for all of your news and information and comments and everything awesome. It's right there. You don't need to go anywhere else.
You should say, Nicole sucks, never bring her back, you know?
Yes. I heard you say it all sucks and it's bareback. I hope that's what you said because that.
Oh, God!
Sorry, Skype was failing me there.
Oh, God.
Wow. So speaking of, hey, Nicole, how can we find you on the internet?
On the internet.
She was dying.
I don't think that's the greatest lead-in possible. Is it?
I'm so very sorry.
This is like a JD hosted show. This is kind of great.
Thank God. I have had very little sleep today.
Oh, wow.
Find me on Twitter at Beatles Diva. You know, Beatles as in the band, not the bug. So, let's see. And I'm also have another podcast I do called The Random Fan. You can find that at thenerdspirit.madmoosforum.com. So,
yay!
If you really want to find me on Facebook, you just go to Nicole D. Beatles. There you go.
Yeah, you have like a bajillion friends on Facebook.
I do, because I like people.
You have more friends than God.
And the thing is, I know I've personally met 90% of them.
I thought you were going to say you personally met God, and I was like, wow. Yeah,
I can say that half of my friends are family, and I've never met them.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Yeah. So, XB, what about you?
No.
Peter.
No.
You're at Peter Van now, aren't you? Or Pete Van?
At Pete underscore Van, yes.
Sweet. Amy.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at Twitter.com/Lady of Wreck.
Woo! You have a Facebook fan page as well.
I do. You can find me on Facebook as well. Same thing, facebook.com/Lady Wreck.
Awesome.
Yay!
Nah.
Rob.
I'm on Twitter at SlayAllThroughs, and you can find XV and me at Figure Reviewers, the Twitter for our toy review site, figurereviews.com.
Awesome. Mr. DeLuna.
That John D. And then you can also follow us on new_soundwave. And then you can also go to twitch.tv/newsoundwave, one word, for archives of our show and streaming gameplay.
Excellent. I am at B. Kilby on Twitter. And, of course, you can subscribe to my feed on Facebook at facebook.com/BrianKilby, BRIANKILBY. It's awesome. Do it. And he'll be happy.
You just plug yourself as awesome.
Yeah, I am awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. I have to admit, I know when something is awesome, and that is me. No, I'm not.
your name would be next to the definition in the dictionary. Awesome equals Brian Kilby.
Synonymous with that.
Yes. So, So I guess that's Radio Free Cybertron for this week. If you're watching live, stay tuned, because we are going to the new episode of New Sound Wave. I previewed it today, and it's pretty awesome. So I'm looking forward to that. Next week, we will make room for 8 people on the show.
No,
I had it set for 7.
That's okay. I won't be here next week, so.
7 will work. So.
We will make room for 8 people, but have only 7. Yeah. FT Spaces next week on RFC.
Excellent.
I just randomly bring someone on your Skype, just randomly.
You should. We should see if Mike wants to come back on. Okay, so that's Radio Free Cybertron for this week. We will see you later. Thank you for tuning in.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2012 TF Radio Network.